You are listening to Impact 103. I'm Owen Farley, and I am going to officially be with you every Monday and Tuesday morning from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to getting into some great topics that is on my heart from the Lord. So I'm going to just take this time to be real with you and to challenge the way that we think. You know, to expose our motives and our intentions of our hearts and be transformed into the very image and likeness of who Jesus is, which is love, which is love. Jesus loves. He is love. It's all about love. And kind of something that's on my heart today, I've just been really my heart's been really moved this weekend just by the love of God and to see who he really is. And when you encounter love, things change in your heart and you start looking at, Lord, what am I really pursuing? What am I really desiring? And does this really even matter to you? Because I love you and I want what it is that I'm pursuing to touch your heart, to that's what really matters. That's what really, really matters. So I was thinking and saying, okay, what am I spending my time on? What am I spending my time in seeking and pursuing? And is this investment of my time actually going to mean something? You know, is it really going to mean something to God? Is it really going to? And the phrase that kept coming up for me was, is it going to last forever? And at the beginning of the year, the Lord was speaking to me about focusing on things that are going to last forever, not just on things that are here, that we can see, feel, and touch, but things that are eternal. You know, in 1 Peter 1:24, it says, all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. So I want to take us right now to 1 Corinthians 13 because it's all about love. Everything that Jesus said is all about love. He said, this one commandment I give unto you is that you love God with everything that you are, with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and that you love each other as you love yourself. So I'm going to take us to 1 Corinthians 13 and just walk us through step by step what is actually on the heart of God and what is it that we need to be focusing our lives on to really make sure that it touches God's heart. You know, it's like, man, I really love you, Lord. I want what I do to touch your heart. So 1 Corinthians 13, it says, if I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in us, I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Man, you know, so all our talking, singing, all the influence we have with people hearing our voice, whether it be in person or on a platform, if it does not come from a place of love and we're not speaking from that place of love and connecting people with the heart of God, it's actually just noise. Even worship or preaching done from a place of performance instead of from a heart for God is noise. Noise to God. Can you just like picture God in heaven and the talking that we do, the singing that we do, the worship that we bring him, yeah, we're not doing it from a place of love. Just him like saying, oh, that's noise. Like, that hurts. You know, it's like, God, I don't want that to be my relationship with you. I want my motivation and intention to really be love. So the second verse says, and if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose and understand all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge. Now let's take that and say, okay, like, let's look at what he's really saying. The pursuit of these things is not bad. Okay. The pursuit of the prophetic powers is not bad. God says for us in the chapter before this in 1 Corinthians 12, it says, pursue the gift of prophecy more than any other gift of the Spirit. But yet he says, if you pursue this without love, it's meaningless. And it's like, we can pursue the gifts of God, but God's not after the gifts that he gives us. I mean, he gave us the gifts. He gave us the gifts. So he's not really impressed by the gift. What he's really impressed with is the givenness in the gift. Is our hearts really fully given over to him? Pursuing knowledge is not a bad thing. Pursuing high level of education, not a bad thing. This is not bad things. This is something God actually wants us to do. But the Bible says, and this is such, I love it. The Bible says, if we have not these things, we have not love. That's God's love in me, for me. If I have not love, I am nothing and a useless nobody. In our pursuing, in our walking out our relationship with God and our seeking, because God says, seek first the kingdom and all these other things will be added unto us. Even if we're seeking the good things, I guess a question on my heart today is, are we doing it the right way? And I can hear some of you actually saying, okay, Owen, I know what I'll pursue. I'll pursue faith, because faith lasts forever. Because in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 2, it says, if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains. And I heard the story. It's an actual first account of Marco Polo. And great explorer way back in the day. And he came through to this area. And this was prior to the Mongol conquest, okay? And in Baghdad, the actual caliph of Baghdad had decided, okay, I'm going to slay all the Christians living in this area. And he actually started quoting scripture and saying, okay, you said you can move mountains. So let's see. In 10 days, I want you to actually move that mountain. And when your faith gets challenged like that, it's like, man, I can imagine the Christians just getting down and saying, okay, what are we going to do? And so they actually decided, we're going to go through and get a hold of this shoemaker. A shoemaker, humble guy, but we know that he has faith. When he prays, things happen. So they brought this humble shoemaker, and all of a sudden, the actual mountain started to tremble. And everyone in that situation started to freak out, and they were like, oh my gosh, God is real. Now, if your faith can move mountains, but you don't have love. In 1 Corinthians 13, it says, if you don't have love, I am a nothing and a useless nobody. Even if you can do such amazing things like that in your relationship with God, but you don't have love. Oh. And then it says in verse 3, in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3, even if I dole out all that I have to the poor in providing food. So what if I'm a businessman? What if I am a philanthropist? I give, I earn, I'm building up this business so that I can be a blessing to other people. Now, listen, that is something so on God's heart, to use your finances to bless others and to give liberally. And this is something God asks us to do. But then it says, if I don't have love, then this is pointless, because I might be doing it for a different reason. I might be doing it because people are now looking at me and saying, wow, this guy, he knows how to give. Or I might be wanting the applause of men. And so the heart's motivation is not actually for love. The heart's motivation is selfish. And then it carries on and it says, even if I surrender my body to be burned, in order that I may glory. Now, in this situation, these people are giving up their life. They are saying, I'm standing for what I believe. I won't move. This is the right thing. And you can think of all these martyrs, these great men of God that and women of God that gave up their life for the gospel. Now, I'm just thinking one that's really meant a lot to me has been William Tyndale. And this man actually translated the Bible into English. And he was persecuted by this so much so that it led to his execution. Now, he was doing the right thing. He was pouring all that he had into saying, I will give up my life for Jesus. But my challenge today is in your pursuing, are you doing it from a place of love? Because the Bible says if we do not have love, we are nothing and gain absolutely nothing.
Say one more time. You're refined, the refiner. I wanna be good.
That was Maverick City Music with Refining Fire. Like, there's a song, I mean, there's a lyric in that song that says, here I take my life as a living sacrifice. Man, that reminds me of John 15:13. It says, no one has greater love, no one has shown stronger affection than he who lays down and gives up his own life for his friends. And it's, this reminds me so much of being in full-time service. And God took me and he was just teaching me how to love, how to fall in love. And he was saying, come and love my people. Learn how to love like I love and lay down your own life. And I got such a revelation of this scripture because there are moments where you can say, okay, I'm giving up my life and there can be a moment of sacrifice. But to give your life, which is a constant, every moment, everyday thing, is such a different dedication, such a different commitment that you're saying, okay, I choose to surrender what I want. I'm choosing to surrender my dreams. I'm choosing to surrender my desires because I love Jesus and I love his people. I love the kingdom. I want to see the kingdom move. I want to see it expand. And that takes me to Luke 9:23, and it says, if any person wills to come after me, let him deny himself, forget, lose sight of himself and his own interests, refuse and give up himself, and take up his cross daily and follow me, cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also. And we just read about in 1 Corinthians where it's spoke about giving up your life is not enough. It actually has to come from such a place of determination to say, God, I want to do this out of love, because if I do this out of love, it's going to remain. But if it's not out of love, and the motivation and intention of my heart is not love, then there is nothing else that matters. It's not there, not even, there's nothing that comes even a close second to knowing Jesus and to doing things because we love him. I just have to interrupt everything that's happening right now because I just had an amazing experience here in studio. There's a man here that works for Impact, and he is such a faithful service, such a faithful man, in been here for years, named Doctor. And he came into the studio just to help clear out some things, and I just felt to ask him, you know, do you need prayer for anything? And he said, yes, I have this pain in my shoulder. You know, sometimes when I work really hard, I have this pain in my shoulder. And we were able to pray for him. And right here in the studio, God just heals him. He stretches out his hands, brings him to the front. And he notices that his right hand is actually slightly shorter than the other because of the spasm that he has inside of his shoulder. And right here we're praying, and God just grows out his hand right here. And I just, I love that. That makes me so excited, because the Bible says that it's through compassion that Jesus reached out his hand and healed the sick. It's all about love. It's all about that compassion. And that's the thing that we're talking about today, is love. And what it actually does, it actually builds things that are going to remain and last forever. And so I just want to jump right now to what is love, because we've been talking about other things that we can build up in our lives and we can actually be pursuing, which are good things. But if we don't have love, then we are useless and nothing. So it says, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4, it says, love endures long. It is patient and it is kind. Love never is envious, nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious, and it does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful, and it takes no account of the evil done to it, and it pays no attention to a suffered wrong. And just to hear those words, I get challenged. Every day, every day I get challenged, because his love and his way of love is so beyond our grasp if we are not spending time and in the relationship with God. And that's what we really need to be building. It says that the word is going to last forever. It says that God is going to last forever. Obviously, he's the one that created everything. He lives in eternity. And for us to live forever and for us to build things that are going to last forever, we have to be connected with him in our own real relationship. So, I mean, time has just really flown for me today. I love talking about love. I love talking about my Savior, my lover Jesus. And I want to leave you with these, with this scripture at the end of 1 Corinthians. And it says, three things are going to last forever. And so here we go. The first one is faith. It says, and now there remain faith, abiding trust in God and his promises. Abiding trust in God and his promises. That's faith, to trust him that he is going to do what he said he's going to do, because his word is going to last forever. Number two, hope. Hope, confident expectation of eternal salvation. Ooh, I love it, because when we give our lives to Jesus and we just say, here we are, Lord, forgive me of my sin, all of a sudden, boom, we're in this eternal kingdom. So hope, confident expectation of eternal salvation. And number three is love. Unselfish love for others, growing out of God's love for me. These three will last forever. But the choicest, but the greatest of these is love. I'm Owen Farley, and just a reminder to keep being real, and that Jesus loves you.